Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Okay, welcome back to Project Independence in You right here at WCWP.org, Senior Talk Radio. Our first segment, we were speaking with Dorota Nigro, who wrote a book, Not Just a Number, and we had a half an hour of talking with Dorota that flew by. And now we are really honored to have Stephen Markowitz here. And Stephen is the chairman of the Holocaust Memorial and Tolerance Center of Nassau County. So we're really happy to have you here. And the fact is, you're chairman and you're a volunteer, right? You're a volunteer chairman.
That's correct. And the chairman of the center acts as the executive director as well.
Okay, so we're going to double your salary today.
Right.
Right here and now. Whatever you're making,
This job's cost me a lot.
So we're really grateful that you're here today. And I'm interested to hear a lot about the histrionics of how we were, I want to say, honored and lucky enough to get this Holocaust Museum right here in Nassau County. And kind of that, how that came to be. And where we're at now and what people will find when they come to the museum, and also how you found your way to be chairman.
Okay. I'll give you just a quick history of the center and then my personal involvement. The center was formed about 30 years ago by a small group of Holocaust survivors on Long Island who wanted some place that they could gather together as well as an opportunity to create some kind of memorial to the victims of the Holocaust and to do some education, teaching young people and adults about what happened during this terrible, terrible time. And they went to the then county executive, who was Tom Galata, who, as you know, recently passed away.
Yes.
And Tom formed a commission, which included the local bishop and a group of rabbis and other community leaders. And they came with the concept of a Holocaust Center for Nassau County, and spent quite a bit of time organizing it and trying to find a location. There were a couple of false starts in terms of where it would wind up. And finally, Tom said, well, we have this old mansion in Glen Cove, one of the Pratt family mansions that we're not using, and if you'd like, you can have it. And the deal was we got this beautiful old 100-year-old mansion for $1 a year. And I like to say we overpaid for it because it was a total wreck. I wasn't involved at the time, but most of the building was not usable, and it took many, many years of a lot of hard fundraising to create what is there at the center today. And at the center, you'll see we have a world-class museum on the history of the Holocaust from its very beginnings through liberation and the aftermath. But we are most proud of what we are, which is an education institution.
Right.
This year, we had 23,000 young people came to our center from all over Long Island, and actually all over the New York area, to learn about not just the history of the Holocaust, but what we call the lessons of the Holocaust. We focused on how young people and adults should be behaving today, and how do you deal with issues of intolerance in a rapidly changing community. Long Island is at the forefront of changing demographics and whatever. You know, your neighbors don't look the way they used to look. They don't look like you anymore. Your children are sitting next to kids in class who don't look like them, come from different parts of the world, in different cultures and different languages. And this has caused a great deal of tension and whatever. And we try to show what the hate that led to the Holocaust, can't be duplicated today. We have to find a way to deal with these issues and this tension. So we have the museum, we have the Education Institute, we have a children's memorial garden dedicated to 1.5 million Jewish children who were murdered during the Holocaust, and we are very, very proud of what we do. We also have an arrangement with the Nassau County and Suffolk County Police Departments that every police cadet comes through a program at our center, teaching them about their role in society, the role of law enforcement back then, their history and what we how they need to behave and the attitudes today and dealing again with this changing world that we're living in.
What a wonderful program that is.
We also we have a unique program that we train nurses. Most nursing students on Long Island now come through our center for a program about the role of nurses. Back then, during the Holocaust, there were the bad nurses who participated with the Nazis, and there were the great nurses in the camps and the ghettos who did so much trying to save people's lives. And then we talk about, okay, see what nurses did back then. What could you do in your role as a nurse today? And again, dealing with a changing population, dealing with issues of bullying within the nursing community itself. So we have just a wide range of programming, both for young people and adults. We have a series of public programs where we bring in speakers open to the public on a wide variety of topics. What I'm most concerned about today, and I really want an opportunity to mention, is that, when we talk about the Holocaust, one of the phrases that is most commonly used is never again. Well, never again is happening again. Today, people don't realize there are genocides going on in the world today, and the world is being silent. And to me, the most egregious one, and it's actually a series, is there are pogroms going on against the Muslim populations in Kashmir and Assam in India, in Myanmar, which is Burma, against the Rohingya people, and in Western China, where the Chinese are trying to literally eradicate the Muslim populations. And we are seeing situations of mass rapes, mass murders, concentration camps, and this is going on today in today's world. And we feel a very, very strong responsibility as, you know, the inheritors of the Holocaust and teaching the lessons of the Holocaust to say, world, you got to wake up, because the Holocaust happened for one reason and one reason only, and that is because good people stayed silent. When the world had an opportunity to do something for the Jews who were being persecuted in Germany, and there was a conference held, it's called the Evian Conference in 1938, where governments from all over the world came together and to deal what they're going to do to help these people. These people are trying to get out. Where can they go? Who's going to accept them? Only one country in the world said, we'll take some of these people in, and that was the Dominican Republic. The United States, Britain, France, all these other countries had no interest in helping them, and that's what gave Hitler the license to do what he did, because the world doesn't care. I can get away with this. I can do what I want. Well, what are we doing today to deal with these situations that are going on in, like I said, in Kashmir and Myanmar and in China? And then there are the situations with the Yazidi people in Syria and other kinds of genocides going on. And so we are teaching history, but we have to learn from that history.
Mm. We still don't have a comprehensive unit of work as part of the social studies curriculum, or has that been initiated?
Okay. New York State has as part of their general curriculum, has a requirement for Holocaust education. Unfortunately, it's not been very well implemented, and most kids get a paragraph in a textbook.
That's what I thought.
Right.
And so the role we play is we try to fill in that gap. And like I said, 23,000 kids this past year. We're going to do even more this year. We have great cooperation from school superintendents and principals who recognize the importance of doing this again, not just to teach about the history of the Holocaust, but the relevance to today about bullying. I mean, the Holocaust didn't start with concentration camps. The Holocaust started with bullying, name-calling, graffiti, all those kinds of things we see today. And that's what we try to teach these kids about. And the impact of having an 80-something-year-old Polish Holocaust survivor and get up in front of a middle school group of kids and say, you know, when I was your age, I was getting my butt kicked. I was thrown out of the Boy Scouts. I was being harassed in class. my father was beat up. You know, all these kinds of things that they can relate to, because right. some of these kids, particularly these immigrant kids, are going through the same kinds of things yeah. today.
So when do kids, at what age or what school level do kids first start coming to the center?
We generally start in sixth grade, but we're developing programs going down to even to the fourth grade. And obviously, we don't stress the graphic horrors to the younger kids, but they need to get the sense of, again, their responsibility to respect and understand and get along with other people, and then we go all the way through 12th grade.
So you said it's all available to all districts in Nassau, Suffolk?
It's public schools, private schools, all throughout Long Island. All schools have to do is just let us know they're interested in coming. We are even in a position to help them with their busing. We have grants to provide support for schools who can't afford to provide their own buses. We want to do anything we can to encourage schools to send their kids. And again, and it's not just kids, adults need to hear it too. We try to get schools, when they send their kids, we tell parents to come as well to hear what's going on. Unfortunately, we don't get as enough participation from adults, from parents that we'd like. But we're getting tremendous turnout for our public programs.
That's good. I was going to say, are there areas that you're not able to reach within school districts on Long Island? Are they mostly the same schools that are coming?
Obviously, some school districts are more interested and more enthusiastic about others, but we are penetrating. Our director of education, a fabulous woman named Helen Turner, has really done a wonderful job reaching out to school districts and principals, and every year the number of schools that participated goes up.
That's good.
And we get tremendous participation from the Catholic schools.
Good.
We have met the bishop, has come and spent a day at our center to learn more about it, because he wants the students in his school system to know about this and to participate. And also the Catholic health system is going to be sending their nurses through our programming.
Stephen, we have about only a few seconds left before we come to our first break, Jerry. Can you believe it again?
Okay.
It goes too fast. It just goes too fast. There's so much information. So you've been listening to Stephen Markowitz, who's the chairman of the Holocaust Memorial and Tolerance Center of Nassau County, and we will be talking a lot more with him when we come back after this short break.